Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To paradise, the south of France. Simon Constable writing for the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. But we begin with springtime in paradise. Simon, a very good day to you. Our report from southern New England flurries within these last hours. Snow several days ago. Snow enough to build up on the lawn and the trees, and it lasted for a day and a half. And then mild, some rain, and now we're back to cold hands in the morning. So how's the south of France doing in paradise? You're very well ahead of me in blooming, but what about the temperature and the precipitation? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Well, we did have a couple of very beautiful days where you could have short trousers on and a T-shirt and feel very good about yourself. But not for the last few days, though. Now it's been raining pretty much all night and a lot of the day. Temperatures are between 44 Fahrenheit and 55 Fahrenheit over the day. And the wetness makes you feel colder because it's sort of damp and a bit sort of if you know what that means. Anyway, it's still paradise and the flowers are still coming up and blooming and it's lovely.
Yes, your irises are up. Mine have just started. The daffodil regiments, however, are arrayed on parade, and that is always relaxing. The forsythias are alight. Now, I understand in these last days, someone has scared the wild boars, the foxes, the animals of your kingdom with a loud boom that also awoke you. What happened?
This was really amazing. My wife and I were in our respective, or at our respective desks, and then there was this huge boom, sounded like a bomb going off that shook the entire house. Now, that's quite tricky to shake the entire house because the walls are about a meter thick all the way through. It was quite frightening, and I ran towards my wife and found out what was going on, and we weren't sure. We thought it was a bomb or a crash or something. Turns out, it was three fighter bombers from the French military that were doing a low-flying, you know, thing where they're a training mission over our house and down to the local village. And they were passing the sonic, making a sonic boom. It was really quite shocking. Anyway, good for them. It means they're obviously preparing for defense of the nation, if necessary. Very loud, though. Really quite loud.
We have this news from France. A highly upgraded variant of Mirage 2000D, known as the Mirage 2000D RMV, has now become fully operational with the French Air Force and Space Forces. The aircraft will stay in service for the next decade and fly alongside the more advanced Rafael fighter jets. So we can guess you were hearing the sonic boom of Mirage 2000 DRMV being deployed to the airbase near Toulouse. Very exciting. Back to reality. We're dealing with commodities. Jet fuel is expensive, but they can afford it. How is your fuel doing? And tell me about the bourgeois commodities and the industrial commodities.
Well, let's start with Brent because it affects us all. Brent crude oil now at $65 a barrel. This is down considerably from what it was just a few weeks ago. It's down 13% on the year, and it did dip down to $62 a barrel. These are really quite shockingly low prices, considering that the economy is still working here in Europe. And we've got TTF, which is the electricity price, 34 euros per megawatt hour. That's up 9% on the year. And then we've got copper at 456, lithium, and which is pretty much where it was, and lithium which is pretty much where it was, as was iron ore. And that really reflects the weakness in China's economy because they need all those things to make cars, particularly electric cars. Now we go on to the bourgeois commodities. Orange juice, down a bit over the last year to $3.05 a pound. That's down 15%. Coffee is still up, but it's now not as up as it was. It's $3.68 per pound. You won't pay that. You'll pay multiple times that when you get to the shop. And then cocoa's come down from being above 10,000. It's now $7,988 per metric ton, which is about 2,200 pounds. And rice, which has gone up 2% since last month, it's $13.73 per 100 pounds. So that's quite a lot for rice, which is normally very, very, very cheap.
The energy retreat prices must help. Every penny here is like a tax cut. I imagine that works the same. But your fuel is heavily taxed, heavily taxed.
It's heavily taxed here, so any movement tends to be a little less than in America because the taxes don't move up and down, but the price of the Brent does, and the price of the petrol and the diesel fuel and all the rest of it, the eco fuel as well, which is not suitable for the car that we own or the cars that we own in either way. Yes, it is good. When it comes down, it is like money in your pocket. It's like getting an income tax cut.
This is an opportunity for us to speak to an article you filed at Fox Business about why the Europeans sell more than 700,000 vehicles to the United States in 24, but the United States sells less than 200,000, 100.5, I think, to Europe. And it has to do with fuel, at least in part. What were you told? Why don't the Europeans like F-150 flatbed Fords, the number one vehicle in Connecticut?
Well, part of it is that the fuel is about twice the price, or a bit more than twice the price than it is in America. So if you're paying, you know, $3.50 a gallon for your gasoline, then Europeans are paying more than twice that for their gasoline. And so that's the first thing, is a big car. And American cars are big, and I can understand why. It's a big country. The roads are big and straight, and you might be in that car for a long time. In Europe, the roads are narrow and windy, and you won't be in it for very long because the countries aren't that big, and most people stay within their own countries. But one of the best comments I got was from Robert Wright. He's an economics professor at Central Michigan University. He says, many Europeans also think that American cars are less reliable than European or East Asian automobiles at similar price points, and few appreciate American styling. I think the American styling jars some people in Europe, and that's their choice, of course. But I don't think there is a sinister sort of idea of saying, well, we're going to keep American cars out because they're American. I think if they were styled like in Ford does very well in Europe because it has a set of cars that never go to America. They're made in Europe for Europeans. They tend to be quite a lot smaller than American cars. They're much more like the ones that other European manufacturers make.
Did anyone mention to you, I think this is true, what we call the glove compartment? Do you call it the glove compartment in Europe, the little?
Yes, indeed. We have the glove compartment. It's normally got the book in it, which explains all the buttons on your dashboard.
Well, I was told once, and I did not validate this before I make this remark, that in certain parts of the United States, which I'd advise you not to invade, they call it the gun compartment. I don't think that'd go over well in Europe, would it?
No, I don't think that would go in Europe very well at all. In Europe, it's very hard for a private individual to get a handgun, and I don't think any glove compartment would get a long gun in it, like a shotgun or a rifle. So, yes, you're absolutely right. It's a glove compartment in Europe, not a gun compartment.
And one of the things the F-150 makes available to you is a gun rack behind your head. Okay, we'll leave that alone. We're going on to the other sustainable fuel, and that is nuclear when we come back. Simon Constable, south of France, raining. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.